Aircheckdownloads.com.
American Top 40.
The numbers get smaller as the hits get bigger. At number 4 is the recent number 1 smash, West End Girls by the Pet Shop Boys. When we asked them where they got their name, the answer was simple. Neil Tennant told us they had some friends who worked in a London pet shop. When those guys would show up at a party, people would say, "Look, here come the Pet Shop Boys." And Neil Tennant and Chris Lowe took it for their name. Their song at number 4 is West End Girls. The Pet Shop Boys fall from number 2 to number 4 with their recent number 1 song, West End Girls. Now on American Top 40, we're up to the recording artist whose responsibilities as a mother definitely don't take a back seat to her career. A few months ago, at the end of a performance in Los Angeles, she took one fast bow, then hurried off the stage and rushed to the airport to catch a midnight plane to Philadelphia because she promised her 12-year-old son that she'd attend a PTA meeting at his school. Who is this concerned mother? She's the electrifying singer with the flashy costumes and the space-age hairdos, Patti LaBelle. Patti says her family comes first, her husband of 16 years, Armstead Edwards, and their 3 sons. Zuri is the 12-year-old boy she took that fast flight for. And there are 2 older, adopted sons. Their mother had been Patty's best friend and neighbor, and when she died 9 years ago, Patti and her husband adopted the 2 boys. Dodd is now 27 and the manager of a health club. Stanley is 23 and goes to Harvard Law School. Patti told writer Laura Randolph, "Home is everything to me. It's the one place where I don't have to put on the makeup, the high pumps, or the real pretty clothes. Out there, I'm Patti LaBelle. But here at home, you'll find the real me. Armstead's wife, the boy's mother, and a cook who can wear you out." That's Patti LaBelle talking. Now here she is singing. This is her duet with Michael McDonald, the number 1 soul song this week, at number 3 on American Top 40, On My Own. Patti LaBelle and Michael McDonald moving from number 11 all the way up to 3 with On My Own. You know, several recording acts have had debut albums that generated 2 number 1 singles. But in chart history, no act ever got 3 number 1s from a debut album. That is, until a solo artist in this week's countdown came along. The 3rd number 1 from her record-setting first album is coming up.
Casey's Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
You're hearing the hottest hits by the hottest stars.
Number 2.
Here's a hot star with a big ballad. Madonna leaps 3 notches to number 2 with Live to Tell. Live to Tell by Madonna. She moves from number 5 to number 2 on American Top 40. Now, we're up to the number 1 song in the land by the first artist ever to get 3 number 1s from a debut album. Several acts have managed to get 2 number 1s from a debut album. Andy Gibb did it. So did Men at Work from Australia. So did Casey and the Sunshine Band and the Supremes. But never before in chart history has any act, solo or group, had a first album that gave them 3 number 1 songs. The artist who broke the barrier is now in the countdown. Her debut album's first number 1 was Saving All My Love for You. Then came How Will I Know? And last week, the album titled Whitney Houston generated a 3rd number 1 song. And this week, that song is still on top. The number 1 song in the land for a 2nd week in a row is Greatest Love of All, Whitney Houston. Greatest Love of All by Whitney Houston, the number 1 song 2nd week in a row. And there you are, the 40 most popular records in America determined by Billboard magazine for the week ending May 24th, 1986. American Top 40 is produced in Hollywood by ABC Watermark. Our mailing address is American Top 40, Post Office Box 2000, Hollywood, California, zip code 90028. Our executive producer is Tom Rounds, producer Don Bastani, with Meryl Schindler, Lori Kay, Matt Wilson, Daryl Morton, Dana Schwartzwalder, Guy Aoki, Elaine Stieglitz, Kevin Cooper, Mike Williams, Stu Jacobs, Ron Shapiro, and Becky Garcia. I'm Casey Kasem. Join me next week, and again, we'll count down the 40 most popular songs in the USA. Till then, keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
AirCheckDownloads.com.